This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. It's one of the underwater world's classic partnerships. Clownfish and... Nemo hides in the anemone, which helps keep predatory fish at bay.
But at the same time, there are other fish species that will actually kind of nibble on the sea anemones, and the clownfish will actually go out and kind of scare them away.
Jeff Gore, a biophysicist at MIT.
Right, so in this case, there's actually a cross-protection mutualism between these two species, in which they kind of help to avoid predation.
This kind of cross-protection is usually seen between two animals, but Gore studies the same sort of mutualism in microbes. He and his team demonstrated the first experimental example of that cross-protective relationship in drug-resistant microbes, using two strains of antibiotic-resistant E. coli bacteria, one resistant to ampicillin, the other to chloramphenicol. The researchers grew both bacteria together in a test tube in the presence of both antibiotics. And rather than succumbing to the drugs, each bacterial strain deactivated one of the two antibiotics, thus protecting the other strain. That activity led to a stable coexistence over time, which Gore says could, in theory, give the bugs an opportunity to swap resistance genes through what's called horizontal gene transfer. One bacterium donates genetic material to another. Any such transfer could make either or both strains individually resistant to both kinds of antibiotics. The findings are in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The same story might play out in our guts, too, but it's too early to translate it into medical guidance.
It's always important to remember that just because we see a particular dynamic in the laboratory doesn't mean that we should immediately go and change our clinical dosing practices, right? But then those sorts of results are then used as a guide for the kinds of phenomena that clinicians may want to watch out for in their circumstances.
Because the more we know about this bacterial buddy system, the better we may be at breaking it up if they team up against us. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.